Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It is Trina Mari here. I'm delighted to have Irene Lowry on the line from Nurture Help. And completely by chance, Irene, because I bumped into your son at an event there the other day and he was telling me all about the amazing work that you do. Well, you can explain to us exactly what you do there at Nurture Help.
Thanks, Trina. Delighted to be on the radio to talk about the work we do. I set up an organisation called Nurture. It was a charity 12 years ago and we remained as a charity until 2017, and we changed it over to a private organisation, Nurture Health, then. So we're now 12 years old and we've counselled over 14,000 women and 4,500 partners in that time. So I guess our main objective is to offer immediate professional counselling support services to women and partners in Ireland, navigating all aspects of pregnancy, fertility, childbirth, loss, and most recently, perimenopause and menopause.
Yeah.
So that's basically the areas we work in. We have 32 counsellors, accredited counsellors across Ireland in most counties, accredited to the IACP, which is the main Irish governing counselling body, Irish Association for Counselling and Psychotherapy. So that is mainly the work we do. I'm a counsellor myself and set the charity up in that time because we lost two young women battling, and I mean battling, postnatal depression through suicide. They left three small babies behind. And I just decided I wanted to go out and check out what are the figures for women in this area. So we started with postnatal depression, and those figures for women in postnatal depression come to around 16,000 women will be diagnosed every year in Ireland. And 50% of those are women who remain undiagnosed or too afraid to talk about it.
Because I guess, Irene, with pregnancy and when, you know, a baby's coming into your life, it's such an exciting time for so many women and dads as well and the whole entire family. But it's not all plain sailing for everybody.
No, it isn't. And I suppose I really want to acknowledge in this interview that, yes, there is absolutely a lot of women out there that the pregnancy runs fine, the delivery runs fine, and that's perfectly great for the partners and the women. But I suppose the area that I set up, which is very unique and totally stigmatized and taboo, is the area to support women where it doesn't go the way they think it will go. And I also think that pregnancy brings huge changes, as we all know, in a woman, and nobody can account for hormonal changes. And sometimes if a woman has had depression in her adult life, it can creep in the pregnancy and certainly after the pregnancy. So I guess our work is about signposting the work we do. We're the only timely organisation. If you phone on a Monday, our counselling support, you can actually be seen by Friday the same week.
Yeah,
we are affordable. We are in the private sector now. There's no doubt about that. And then what I went off and worked with was the insurance companies, the Irish insurance companies. So we are partnered with all the major insurance companies where women or partners can secure up to 80% of their cost back by attending Nurture Health counselling support. And that's also for the corporate sector. That means a lot, where women can come and talk about their issues and be refunded for their costs, which is huge. And I think, you know, bravo to the insurance companies. Now, Irish Life this week have just announced that they will cover women for perimenopause and menopause counselling with ourselves, which is absolutely revolutionary. We're over the moon about that, and we hope that the other insurance companies now will follow.
You mentioned there about, you know, when the women come in, it could be postnatal depression, or sometimes while they're still pregnant, they'll come in. And what kind of things are they saying to you? Like, what are the feelings that seem to be there?
Well, first of all, women, all women do not know that they're struggling after they have a baby. They think it's the baby blues. So to clarify that, baby blues last for 14 days only. Anything after that, you're going into a different sphere completely. So they're lost, they're alone, they're embarrassed, they're ashamed. It's not theirs to hold on to, but they feel that way because this euphoric moment didn't happen for them. And they may have been struggling also on the pregnancy. So they actually don't know where to turn. Now, they might be under the care of the hospitals or their GP or their public health nurses, and that's all perfectly well and good. But they may need professional additional counselling support, and that's where we fit in. What they're saying is they're struggling. They may have a connection with the baby. They may not. It doesn't automatically follow. And that feeling of overwhelming, not being able to cope, terrifies them. They're actually terrified. Yeah.
We're not just talking about first-time mothers here. You could have three or four children at home and then the fifth baby comes along and then you get these feelings.
Yes, yeah. It doesn't go in linear form. So I could have baby number one and have postnatal depression or a traumatic birth. I mean, traumatic births are quite high as well. We support women with those. Also IVF, you know, a woman who has gone through IVF and has really struggled to become pregnant and then has her baby and struggles with postnatal depression. An awful lot of other women might say, but sure, you have your baby, what's your problem?
Yeah.
But it's there. So the issues come in many forms. But if, as you know, Trina, if a woman is not well in the family home, the family home can't run. And so as months go on with not addressing these issues, whether you have one baby or four babies, when the children go to school, they have social anxieties and social issues as they move along. So early intervention and education is absolutely key with these mental health issues that are not talked about. I mean, suicide is talked about in Ireland every day, which is fantastic. But unfortunately, these issues for women are not, because women lock themselves in themselves to these issues and are afraid to talk about them. And getting on to that, the new announcement from the HSE that they're going to take away the development checks, baby development checks for new mothers and mothers up to a year, is absolutely barbaric.
I couldn't believe this. I actually couldn't believe this. You sent me the link to this. A serious shortage of public health nurses. So they were the ones, you know, who would check in, make sure that a mother and baby are doing well, that baby is developing in the way they should be, and asking mum, really, how are you getting on? They're all leaving. Presumably, I don't know whether they're just leaving the job or retiring or whatever. They're not being replaced, and mothers are being handed a leaflet or a link to a website and off you go now. Yeah. It's crazy.
Well, it's going to long term, Trina, it's going to cost the government a lot more money. I mean, paediatric experts say that there are huge risks in failing to monitor a baby's weight progress, motor skills, speech and language, and emotional development. So typically a home visit by a public health nurse helps to identify problems which, if not caught early, can become more serious. So the public health nurse is a massive key link for any woman out there, and they do incredible work. I've no idea where they're coming from, that they didn't keep employing them as we went along with COVID. And now they're in a shortage of 600 plus.
600 and then plus they're going public to cut health it. Nurses. Unreal.
So I've no idea who made that decision.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think media and press need to get on that. Mm-hmm. And that decision has to be reversed.
And I mean, it's not like the birth rate is going down. There is a baby boom happening right now thanks to COVID. And that support is so neat. Like, I remember, God, the public health nurse coming out. I didn't know how to bath the baby for the first time. Show me how to do it. Terrified of my life that I would scald the baby or the baby would slip into the bath or hadn't. You haven't got a clue when you bring your baby home. Sure you don't.
No, you don't. And this idea that, you know, you look perfect and everything's perfect in your home and, you know, you've got your makeup on. That may run for some women, but the majority it does not run for. So I suppose our message is a sense of hope. We offer women and partners a sense of hope that, look, with professional counselling and guidance, you can be really well within 10 weeks if you're struggling with postnatal depression. Now, trauma is a different kind of counselling. It takes a longer length of time because it's just a huge issue. Mm-hmm. And to talk about perimenopause quickly and menopause, that's under 1 million women in Ireland. And again, there are great groups out there. But for the counselling supports, we want to be number one doing this. And we've done our training with Dr. Cliona Murphy in the Coombe Hospital, the obstetrician, and she's absolutely amazing, a powerhouse. So we're delighted to say that that's done. And so we just want to keep moving forward. And we also have a private women's support forum. The information is up on the website. So any woman out there can join the forum. if they want to, and just be part of that and meet like-minded women also. So it's an additional support that we offer.
Yeah. Well, Irene, I think you're an incredible woman to do this. The website is nurturehealth.ie, a no wait list policy, which is so important because, you know, if you're in that situation, it's immediate, timely support that you need. You can't be told, oh, we'll see you now in 4 weeks' time, or we'll see you now in 8 weeks. It's now that you need the help. It's ridiculous. It's not like going to get your hair done or something like that. So do check out the website there, nurturehealth.ie, and Irene Lowry will definitely look after you. Thank you so much for your time today, Irene.
Thanks a million, Trina. Lovely to talk to you.
It's something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.